Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. On the second day of the month of Cheshvan, a very special day on the calendar, will be Baruch Hashem, it's Chosra V'Hutra, the Heta comes back to say Tachnun, and we're able to say Tachnunim in front of the Rabbi Nishalaylam. For those who daven Nusach Sfard, the Oshamnu Bagadnu is very Mahudr on the second day of Cheshvan. Every day, how many Averis are there already that you're referring to from since 24 hours ago? But here the Ashamnu Bagadna goes all the way back to Yud Aleph Tishrei till today, and most of us have at least something to think about. And we therefore say the Ashamnu Bagadna with a lot of extra kavona on the second day of Mar Cheshvan. Looking to our preparation for Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach, of course, has the Mabul at the beginning and the Dor HaHaflaga at the end. Let's try to share a thought on each. Regarding the Mabul, it's interesting, at the end of last week's Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the Rabba Ra'asa Adam, he sees the evil potential of human beings, and Kaviyachal regrets having created them. And after the Mabul, in this week's parasha, Vayorach Esreach and Yichayach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvua, Kaviyachal, never to bring a Mabul on the world again. What exactly changed with all this that has taken place? So I'd like to share with you two thoughts. One, as you cite from the Sefer Taima Devaira. Taima Devaira, as you know, is a Sefer written by one of the Mekubalim of Tzfas, which explains the 13 Midos of Hashem, and how a person, V'halachta B'drachav, is supposed to emulate those Midos. He refers to the Midos as that brought in Micha, and there in Micha, Mikel Kamecha, Iver Al-Pesha, the 13 Midos are brought in a greater detail. There's one very important Midah which is mentioned there. And that midah is the midah of Lehechzik La'ad Apai. And the way the Talmid Devar explains it, it means the following. Lehechzik La'ad Apai is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when human beings deserve to be punished, there deserves to be anger, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, and people don't get the message, people don't do tshuva, what then? Lehechzik La'ad Apai. It comes a moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, if I'm going to continue to punish, the relationship will fall apart entirely. And therefore, it's a time of rachamim. Not because people deserve it, but because there's an excellent attribute of the Rabbi Nishalam, they're all excellent, but one that would be excellent for us to emulate. Lehechzik La'ad Apai. To sometimes back off just because the relationship is getting ruined. It happens very often that somebody is angry at a relative of his or a long-term friend, and they had many, many good years together. And now something that the relative did disturbs the second relative, and he's angry. He might be right to be angry. He's very upset. He doesn't want to talk to that person anymore. There comes a moment of Lehechzik La'ad Apai. You get angry and you hope the person will back off. He's not backing off. He's not backing off. He's not doing tshuva. You're faced with a very stark choice. The choice is, would you rather destroy the relationship totally? Or just back off and forget what happened and put the relationship back together again? The Rabbeinu Shalom says, Lehechzik La'ad Apai. I have a midah that if tshuva is not happening, I back off. And I'll never bring a mabul again. In the Michtam Elio, he says, that was a Kaddish Baruch Hu's midah after the Holocaust. The Holocaust did not bring about a tshuva movement. Lehechzik La'ad Apai. A Kaddish Baruch Hu said, so much has been destroyed, it's time to have rachamim on Klal Yisrael. Not because they did tshuva, but because the relationship between the Bari Olam and Klal Yisrael is in danger of being destroyed. And certainly after the Mabul, where everything was being destroyed, There's a midah of lehezek la'arapai. It's a midah that halavai people today, there are people who've had relationships with others for decades, good years. Sometimes husbands and wives have been married for decades. They definitely had good years. And they come to an impasse in their relationship and they part ways. Well, it may be necessary sometime. But the frequency in which relatives are fighting, in which long-term friends are fighting, shows a lack of lehezek la'arapai, of understanding that not everything is worth destroying a relationship over. In the Sefer Ganol, I saw a second beer. It says that Adam HaRishayin brought karbanos, and the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, that this was brought, Noach brought these karbanos and Har HaMeriah, the place where the Beis HaMikdash would stand. And he says, Misham Nivra. And it was from the earth of the Mokim HaMizbeach that human being was created. Misham Nivra. From there, from that earth, a human being was created. Why is that important in the context of Noach's carbon? So in Gan Noel, he brings from a beautiful Maharal from Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Gimel. The Maharal says, Adam is called by the name Adam because he's created me Adama from earth. Frekta Maharal, all behemoths, all mammals were created from earth. What's special that Adam is called Kimi Adama, because he's created from the earth, more than the animals? And the Maharal explains beautifully. Earth is dirt. To be created from dirt, it's not important to be called Adam. But Adama is not just dirt. Adama has the ability to grow. You can plant things, and things can grow from there. And from a little seed, the Adama can create so much good. That midah of Adama is the midah for which Adam was called Adama. Animals are from earth, but they don't have that midah. They're stagnant. And to be called Adam because they're from dirt, no reason to call them Adam. However, a human being is called Adam because he has the ability to make things happen, to make things grow, to make something beautiful out of something that's rotting away. It's that midah that Adam HaRishayin had in mind when he went to bring him his Mizbeach. He landed on Hare Ararat. Hare Ararat is far away. It's at the border of Turkey. Adam traveled to the Makkim, the place, Misham Nivra, from where he was created. And he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, after all this, we come back, mi Adama, like the earth that can take a rotting seed and turn it into something beautiful, into peiros. That's what I'll do as well. Says the Maharal, that's why the things that a person accomplishes are called peirosav. He calls in Chazal where they're called his peiros. Pre-amaloi, the fruits of his labor. It's like fruit that grows from the Adama. And that's what Adam was invoking and bringing about, a call to Rachmei Hashem. A beautiful Maharal, a beautiful thought. Let's move on to the Dor HaHafloga. After the Dor HaHafloga, human beings were divided into 70 languages. Shivim Lashainais, Shivim Amimin. Question. Is Lashon HaKodesh one of the 70 languages? Or does the Torah count 71 languages, meaning that there are 70 languages plus Lashon HaKodesh? They are contradictory mashmais. The Gemara in Saita Lamedvav says Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, taught Yosef 70 Lashonis. Well, since he knew one beforehand, that would be a total of 71. In the Gilyan of the Gemara, Masechta Saita, this Raya is mentioned. So then there are 71. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, says, Ema Shimon Sanhedrin Elin Ken Yoidim Shivim Lashon. They have to know 70 languages. It doesn't say 71 languages. It says 70 languages. Yeah. So that means Lashon Kodesh is one. The Gemara Megillah Yigim Lamed Beis Mardechai Miyoshvei Lishchas Agazas Haya Vayedea B'Shivim Lashon. Doesn't say 71. It says 70. It needs some sort of a beer. Is Lashon Kodesh 170? Not 170. I'm not sure who asked this kasha. I imagine someone does. For the moment, let me just think out loud to answer. The Gemara in the Masechta Shabbos Dav Yud Beis Amud Beis says that when you daven, if you daven in Lashon Aramean, Eim Alachei Asharis Niskakavai. Sheim Alachei Asharis Makirim B'Lashon Arami. The Gemara says that Malachim, who help a person's tefillah in Lashon Kodesh, don't do so if he's davening in Aramaic. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kof Aleph Sifkat Yates says, therefore, if you have B'Yechidus, don't say Yekum Porkan, don't say things in Aramaic. When you have Minyan, your tefillah goes straight to the Bari Yilam. B'Yechidus, you need the help of Malachim, so don't daven the Aramaic pieces. Now, the question is this only Lashon Arami? Or does it mean any non-Lashon Kodesh language? The Rosh Hashita is that it means Dafka Lashon Arami. In other words, the Malachim understand all the languages. Lashon Arami, one of them, is an exception. It's not one of the languages that's understood. Why? So the Rosh says because it's Lashon HaKodesh Mekulkol. It's similar to Lashon Kodesh, but it's not accurate. It's a kilkel. It's a variation of Lashon Kodesh, which is not accurate. And therefore, the Malachi Hasharis don't want it. And therefore, says the Maharal, in Gevuras Hashem, Perek Nun Dalet, Aram is an outlier. It's something outside. Aram is not one of the 70 nations. Aram is not one of the 70 languages. Because it's a Lashon HaKodesh that's Mekulkel. It's a Chativa La'atzma. In other words, Aramaic is not one of the languages because it has its own specific personality. And therefore, if you would have a different secular language, that's a language. But Lashon HaKodesh is a chativa b'fnei atzma. Lashon Kodesh is the true name of the items for which there's a name. Adam is Adam, not just because people decided, because it really is what Adam is. Adam stands for somebody who's from Adama. Behema is Bama. What does it come from? It doesn't come from anything that grows. Every name is a name be'etzem. Therefore, you can have a language which is a corruption of French. It could be a language unto itself. But a corruption of Lashon Kodesh, that's not one of the 70 languages. Lashon HaKodesh stands for itself. And therefore, says the Maharal, Aram is not one of the 70 nations. Its language is not one of the 70 Lashonis. Ad kan, the discussion of Aramaic. If so, the same thing is true about B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael are not one of the 70 nations. We're not. We're chativa b'fnei atzma. The 70 nations each has its own malach. Klal Yisrael doesn't have a malach in Shemayim. The Bari Olam is Kaviyachol, the protector of Klal Yisrael. The 70 Lashonis, according to the Maharal, are an explanation of 70 umos, of 70 nations. Klal Yisrael is outside of the 70 nations. So Lashon HaKodesh is not called Lashon. It's the Etzem HaDibur. It's not a language. That's why a corruption of Lashon HaKodesh is malus, is not desirable. And therefore we go back and say, it's true there are 71 Lashonis. Gavriel taught 70 Lashonis. Because there are 70 besides Lashon HaKodesh. Nevertheless, we say the Sanhedrin, Yoidim Shivim Lashon. they knew 70 Lashinis, because those are Lashinis, as opposed to Lashon Kodesh, which is the Shem HaEtzem. There are 70 Umais. What about Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is a Chativa Bifnei Asma. It goes into its own category. Lashon Kodesh goes into its own category. This is the lesson of the contradiction between the 70 and the 71. It's separate, but it's not a 71st language. Klal Yisrael is separate, but it's not a 71st nation. Now, with that thought, I will wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Parshas Noach. May we be zeicha that as we march forward in Tav Shem Pei Gimel, it be a year of great hatzlacha for one and all. A good Shabbos.